We'll be doing this for 3 days, Baruch Hashem. 3 days on the Messiah. Okay, today we'll just focus more on, I don't want to say trivia, because there's nothing trivial about the Torah, but a very nice collection of interesting yediyos for those who like these things in this Sefer Das Konisa by Rabbi Gibbs and Parshas Nosoi. And if we have time, we'll do Rabbi Reisman's book. Rabbi Reisman also has some very interesting ideas about the Messiah. Parshas Nosoi here. Okay, first thing is, sorry, let me turn to the page. Koyach Shlach Nosoi. Here we go. Okay. So what should we do first? Let's do first this idea. I always was under the impression that how many times does Hashem's name appear in Chamisha Chumshei Torah? Did anyone ever count? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Specifically that name. I told this to you a few times. I always tell you that's 1820. 1820. 1820. It says here, it's not true. It's 1819. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know who's right. I don't know. I heard many place times it's 1820. He writes here, Shem Havai Niska B'Torah 1819. Pomim.
Is there a gematria in
that? Gematria, not that I know of.
Well, what you had said last year was that it was the words of the Agoda, the 1820. That's why that is.
Which Sefer does Hashem's name appear the most? I don't know what the significance is. In Yirmiyah. In Yirmiyah, from all of the Sifrei Tanakh, the Sefer that has Hashem's name the most, in Sefer Yirmiyah, it appears there 725 times. And that's a very interesting idea, because Yirmiyah is the harshest of all of the Sifrei Tanakh. It's the harshest. It's the strongest Musar in all of the 24 books of the Chazal. So Yirmiyah is Kula Puranus. Kula Puranusa. It's all Puranus. Yet you see, in the place of Puranus, of harshness, is the shame of Rachamim. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the shame of Rachamim. So the place of harsh, Kadosh Baruch Hu compensated by having his name appear there more than any other Sefer. Now, what is the significance of it being 1820 or 1819? I do not know. But one thing over here is old to me, and one thing is brand new to me, and it opens up a whole new world. Every year on Pesach, we learn the Haggadah. They always tell you that how many words are there in the Haggadah, starting with Halach Ma'anya until the end of the Haggadah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, until the end of the Haggadah, Goal Yisrael. So I always tell you, there are 1,820. Count the words of the Haggadah. 1,820, exactly the same number of words as the Shemos of Hashem in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And the truth is, if you get the new Haggadahs, especially, they did a fantastic job on this. The Mesifta, the Oiz Vahod, the Mesifta Haggadah, they have all the Shinei Nuschois. And there's no way in the world, everyone agrees, there's exactly 1,820 words in the Haggadah. Some have more, some have less. It's an approximation because there are so many different shinui nuschois in the Haggadah. It's an approximate. It's an approximation. But obviously, it's close enough, 18, either 18, 19, 18, 20. And this is totally new to me. This I never heard of. On Rosh Hashanah, if you count from the beginning of Shmone Esrei, from Kishem Hashem Musaf, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Hafiyan Giti Losecha, until the very, very end of Shmone Esrei, Yehiyu L'Ratzoin Imrei Fi V'Hegel Libi L'Fonecha. I know exactly what that means. Does that include L'Kai Nitzor, L'Chara Nat? L'Chara means Hamavarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom, but there's Hamavarech Es Amo, different Yersoi, all different Shinus, all different Yersois, but let's assume now, as an approximation, there is also exactly 1,819 words. So isn't that amazing? That's why the lights went on and off there, and the whole building was in shock from such a pella, such a wonder, shock and awe. What?
It's a
moy face. So to me, that tells us, not just Stam, that you see that Hashem's name appears in these places, there's a connection between Hashem, the Torah, and the Haggadah, and the Nusach HaTzilah of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. It shows you that there's a relationship between the Haggadah and Musaf Rosh Hashanah. So Musaf Rosh Hashanah has some very close connection. That the number is a bridge. It's a bridge. Hashem is the bridge between Rosh Hashanah and the Pesach Seder. To a certain degree, they both represent new beginnings. Pesach is the Haschola of Klal Yisrael. Musaf Rosh Hashanah, it's Mereshis Hashanah, Rach Hashanah, it's the Haschola of a new year. It's the Yom HaDin, the moment of Din for the new year. So what the connection is, something to think about, but it's something which is fascinating, that there should be exactly this number. This number, it is a very fascinating thing. Okay, next idea. There are two people who dominate Tanakh, whose names dominate Tanakh more than anyone else. Can anyone guess who they are?
David,
very good. Who else? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe's name appears in Chamishei Chumshei Torah, not in the beginning until Shemos, a lot, very, very often. Moshe's name appears 614 times. They once asked Rav Chaim Kinievsky, how many times does Moshe's name appear in Chamisha Chumshei Torah? So Kanievsky, without blinking, said 614. So they said, the computer says 616. So he said to them, the computer, it's counting the word Amiseh, okay, V'im Yimat Habayis Miseh. The computer thinks the word Miseh is Moshe, and the Kipasik says V'chol Baal Masay Masay the sin Masay Yodo Masay Yodo. You have a power to collect. You have a to press your hand. You're a debtor. You have the power to collect. So Mashe Yodo, Mem Shin Hey. Computers don't know nothing. The computer thinks the word Mashe and Miseh is also Moshe. That's why you need human beings. Human beings, artificial intelligence, it's not so intelligent. It's more artificial than intelligent. And therefore you have to know there are 614 times the name Moshe appears in Chamishei Chumshei Torah. David's name appears in Tanakh. 851 times. I don't know what the sins of these numbers are, but it appears more, David is more prominent in Tanakh than Moshe. David wins, he comes in number one, Moshe comes in number two. Okay, next, this is very interesting. What? This idea, this is actually a Yerushalmi. Okay, this says in the Yerushalmi, we don't know Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, how many times does the word Vayidaber, Vayidaber appear in the Torah? Chamishei Chumshei, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Vayidaber Hashem El Aaron. Vayidaber is a very popular word. How many times appear in Chamishei Chumshei Torah? So the Yerushalmi makes the calculation for us and says it appears exactly 175 times. Why? Corresponds to the years of the life of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, to teach that the whole Torah, the whole the Koyach HaDibur, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, Vayidaber Hashem, El Moshe, El Aaron, to B'nai Yisrael. It's all in the Zechus of our forefather, Avraham Avinu. Okay, that's not a Chassid Shavart. That is a Gemara, and it's a Yerushalmi, which I never heard of.
My question is, it more to learn or to count how many Vayidaber is there?
So it's very interesting. It's very interesting is that why would people do this? Today, anyone that would do this, they would say you're wasting your time. This is trivial. It's not necessary.
Right.
Yet, Gedolim, previous generations, they did this. They even called it Seifrim. The Talmidei Chacham were called Seifrim, which means they spent a lot of time counting. So some discount that whole, doesn't mean they counted. It just means that just like when you count, every single thing is important. Talmidei Chacham, every word of Torah is chashuv. It's a borrowed expression. Talmidei Chacham are called soifrim to indicate that every single word of Torah, every daf gemara, every mishnah, every pasuk is chav by them. But it doesn't mean they sat the whole day and they counted how many yuds, how many vavs, how many aleves, how many this,
so
how many that.
They just put the tally and they just Manhattan.
So on the other hand, some say they did. It was a very we don't need it today. This is not relevant. This is not important to us today because it's already been done. It's already been done. There are computers, there are concordances, there are all different books that have already gone through every possible thing. All the Messiah already has been presented, especially in the 21st generation century. You have over here, these everything is precise. So today it's a waste of time for us to go and delve into this. But back in the day, when there was actually the Messiah was in very great danger how to spell words, how to pronounce words, what the exact Messiah. This was something which was very important. It took Kedima, had more precedence, more emphasis than knowing the Pshat and the Daf Gemara. Better people should be involved in preserving the Mesorah and knowing exactly how to spell every single word in Sefer Yechezkel. Then you should be a Baki Muflug in knowing every Shach and Tas. There were no Shach and Tas in those days anyway. But it means better than going in because everything has a time and place. And during these tekufos, these were very important things, and that's why they did indeed spend so much time on it. Okay, next important idea to this interesting idea, we know that we have oisios mishunas. Throughout Tanakh, there are letters that are large and small. We once discussed some time on this. Large letters and small letters. In Chumash, we have a couple of large letters and small letters. So what's interesting is that the Aleph Beis, there are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis. When you go through the entire Tanakh, every single letter, the 22 letter of the Aleph Beis, has a big letter somewhere in Tanakh. In other words, like you have a concept, everyone has their 15 minutes of limelight. Call Lord, every person has everyone has their few minutes of fame.
15 minutes of fame.
Every letter represents like an ois or a neshama. Every letter in Tanakh somewhere is big. It's big somewhere. And he actually goes through all the letters. I'm not going to go through all of them. Like an Aleph. Aleph is Shem Shel. Look at the Elohim. Aleph Shel Odom Sheis. I think that's Divrei Hayamim.
Oh, right.
In Divrei Hayamim, it says Odom Sheis Hevel. So Enosh. So the Aleph of Adam is a large sized Aleph. Beis. Oh, okay. Beis Bereishis. Bereishis Elokim Gimel Vehiskaloch in the Torah. Dalit Hashma Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad. The Dalit is very large. Hey, Hala Hashem Tigmul Uzos. That's in Chumash in the Shira. Vav Vaizosa in the Megillah. In the Megillah, Zayin Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Where is that?
In the Haftorah from Shabbos Hagodah.
Shabbos. So what? What is that?
That's
Malachi. Okay. V'yesham. Some say Vayzasa. There's also a big Zayin. Okay. Or Yesham Hakizoyne. Yaas Asachas. We don't do that. We don't do that. That Zayin. Ches Chur Karpasu Secheles. Want me to do all the letters? You want me to go the whole thing over here? Okay. Let's say what some say. Okay. Tess. Yoser me'olai shivtoi. Where is that pasuk? I don't know where that pasuk is. Oy shall toiv shem yishemen toiv. In Koheles, the test is big, is it? In our editions, toiv shem yishemen toiv. Or the ata yud. Where's yud? That's in the Torah. Yigdal no koyach Hashem. The yud is a large size yud. Chaf. The Chana Asher Not'ah. I don't know, there's a pasuk in Navi somewhere. I don't know where that is. The Chana Asher Not'ah. Lamed, that's Vayash Lichem Le'eretz Acheres in Hazinu. Mem of Mishle, the first word of Sefer Mishle has a very large mem. Nun is Nitzor Chesed. Nitzor Chesed. Notzer Chesed. Okay, then there's also a Nun Seifis. Mishpaton in Parshas Pinchas last week. Samach is Soif Davar Kol Nishma in Koheles, is a large Samach. Ayin is easy. Shma Yisrael Shemachim Shemachim, the Ayin of Shma. The Pei is Bishaf Rafra, I don't know, there's a word somewhere in Tanakh, there's a big pay somewhere in this word, I don't know what that is. Sadi is Safu Oiram, another word in Tanakh, I don't know what this is. Kof is Duror Khan Law, I don't know what that is. Reish is Lokelash Acher, that's in the Torah. Don't have for you, that's in the Torah. El Acher, a Reish. Okay, and a Tof is Vatichtois Esther Hamalka, the very, very end of the meal. So if you're just running through this, you have to be Bucky and Tanakh and all these things. But basically, it's unique in that there's a large letter for every single member of the Aleph Beis. That's a Musar for us. Every person gets their 15 minutes of fame. Because all the letters represent every person is connected to one particular letter. When you go for the Hachnosa Sefer Torah, you come, you want to write a letter, or if you want to sit there and watch him write a letter, so sometimes if the Sefer has time, he asks you, what's your name? What's your name? Your name is Reuven? Oh, for you, I'm going to do a Reish. And this is going to be your letter. Make me a Shliach. Make me a Shliach. I'm going to write a Reish in honor of you. Okay, well, he lets you put a dot there as well. So you see every person you connect to the letter of your name. And everybody, you should remember, if you have a letter in the Torah, if your name begins the letter, and there's a big letter, you also have your 15 minutes of fame, because somewhere in Tanakh, your letter is very, very big.
What about the small
letter? No, the small letter is not. At least not, that's what it says over here. He writes over here, Gam yesh mesorah al oisyos ketanois, omom enoi al hachof beis oisyos. He writes here, you do not have a small letter for every single letter of the alphabet.
Select
you have
letter.
Small letters.
Select few.
Like what? Select few. Select few are small.
So what's the choice? Can I get a small letter or should I get a small letter?
No, get a big letter. What do I know?
Be humble?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I find this very cute. This is something you should try to memorize. There are three letters in the alphabet, which unfortunately due to Yiridus HaDoros, due to the fact that we have forgotten our tradition, to us they all sound exactly the same. What are the three letters I'm referring to? There are a few letters like this. Samach, a Shin, and a Sof. Sof. No, other letters, but let's talk about these three. Can you differentiate between a Shin and a Samach and a Sof? Think about it. These three letters, as far as Ashkenazim are concerned, we have forgotten the tradition. They're not the same, obviously. If there are three different letters, obviously they have a different pronunciation, different sound. Whatever it is. But there is a Sof, a Shin, and a Samach. The vast majority of Ashkenazim do not differentiate. What? Okay, that's another. Like I said, those are only two letters. There's a Vav and a Beis, there's a Tes and a Tav. The whole bunch of letters that for our purposes they sound exactly the same. Nothing is the same because if they're there, they're supposed to pronounce them differently. But unfortunately, we are weak in our Mesorah.
Aleph and Ayin?
Yes, Aleph and Ayin are exactly the same as far as we're concerned. A Hey and Aleph is also the same, and vowel, but it's not supposed to be. You're right, all these things for our purposes are exactly the same and it should not be. But those are only two. There's only one example of where you have three, and they're all exactly the same, and that is the Samach, the Shin, and the Sof. What's the Raya to remember this? It's very beautiful. Who says this? It says this. I don't know. It doesn't say who says this. Uchesilim Mosai Taskilu. When will the fools wisen up?
Oh, it's all three of them.
Uchesilim is the Samach. The Kasil, Mosai is the Sof, Taskilu is the Sin. Taskilu is a, no, it's Tas the Sin. So when I say a Sin, I don't even know, I have to think about it. The Sin, the Shin, whatever it is. Uchasilim, Mosai, Taskilu. You have three words, which the three syllables are exactly the same, and it's a statement to us. How long will this continue for us to lose hold of our Mesorah? We should be embarrassed. We don't even know how to pronounce the letters of the Aleph Beis. Uchesilim Mosai Taskilu. Okay, which letter? This is just some. I'll just finish up over here. Some interesting ideas, and we'll stop. We'll have to revise another time. Which letter appears the most in Tanakh, in the Torah? What? No, Yud. The Yud is the most. The Yud appears the most. Which letter appears the least? The Tes. Okay, which word? The Yud. The Yud appears the most. The Tess is the least. The Tess. Tess. As in Toiv. Tess as in Toiv. Appears the least. Which word appears the most in Tanakh in Chumash? S. S. S and Ace. Okay. Next.
Which lady's name appears the most?
Okay, this is a little trivia. Doesn't say. What? It says here in Chumash. It says here in Chumash. He writes here in Chumash. Chamish Chumash Torah. Okay, this is cute. This is cute. Tell me a word. Tell me a word, a sequence of 15 words, and each word has a lamet. Trivia. Okay, 15 words. Each one has a lamet. Vayomer, not going to be 16, it's a pasuk. It's a whole pasuk, but we're starting with the second word. Vayomer Balak El Bilam Halo Shaloach Shalachti Elecha Likro Loch Lama Lo Halachta Eloi. Okay, so we have over here 15 in a row. 15 lamets. What? Isn't that cute? Okay, there are other things here. I'm not going to go through all these things over here. Where is the longest pasuk in the Torah? In Tanakh. In the Megillah, what's the pasuk? It's a massive run-on sentence. Vayikoru sefrei melech bo esahi vachodesh hashlishi hu chodesh sivan b'shloishav yeshimbo vayikasev chalashot sivan monechai el yudim v'el ha'chashtapnim v'havachais v'visarei ha'milinos asher v'hudu v'yakush sheva v'yeshim sholo v'meyam midino v'mina kichsava v'yamam kilshono v'el ha'idim kilsam kilshonam. Wow, what a long pasuk. You can break that up into five psukim. It's one long pasuk. That's the longest pasuk in Tanakh. What's the shortest pasuk in Tanakh? Divrei Hayamim. The first pasuk, Divrei Hayamim. Adam, Shais, Enosh. Three words. I think it has the least letters. It has nine letters. A total of nine letters. So it's there's no vav in Enosh. So it's the shortest pasuk. Okay. The truth is there's a word. There's a letter that's a word. Ha. La Hashem Tigmelu Zos. The Hey and the Lamed are separate. You have to be mafsig. The Hey Ha is a word. So the letter Hey itself in that pasuk in Hazinu serves as a word. Okay, there are other things over here which I'm not going to go into, which are a little bit too much off the deep end. Let me just tell you one other. We have some time. Just maybe one other minute to tell you some other interesting idea from the Reisman. So something very quick. I'll just say it very quickly. Just very quick. There are two people who preserve the Mesorah, Ben Osher and Ben Naphtali. Do you know what their first names were? Aaron Ben Osher and Yaakov Ben Naphtali. Okay, it appears there is absolutely nothing they could agree on. They disagree on everything. If one says one, the other says the other. That's the way they were. How do we follow? The Mincha Shai says the halacha is like Ben Osher b'chol mile, every matter. All of our Messiah that we follow today is always like Ben Osher. The Rambam, though, there are many who believe that the Aleppo Codex, which is now in Eretz Yisrael, which was in Syria for generations, and was destroyed during the time of the riots after the establishment of the State of Israel in Aleppo, Syria. It's in the news. Every day you hear Aleppo in the news. What's going on over there in Aleppo in Syria? So that appears to be the most authentic. The Rambam, when he wrote a Sefer Torah, he said that he found this Sefer, and from there he quoted, that is Lefi Ben Osher. The Aleppo Codex is Ben Osher, not Ben Naphtali. Okay, people don't when they talk about Aleppo Codex, it's the most correct. It's right. It's the most correct Lefi Ben Osher. But if you'll find another Sefer Torah that's Lefi Ben Naphtali, you're going to find quite a number of differences. Between, well, the Teimonim, I don't know the answer to that, but let's say for starters, the Teimonim in their Sifrei Torah have nine different spellings of words.
So how do you go with all the letters you mentioned and everything else? I mean, everything was exact.
It's not exact. Obviously, we don't know. It's a problem. It's a problem. The Teimanim have nine in their Sifrei Torah. There are nine differences. One difference is Vayihi Yimei Noach versus Vayihiyu Yimei Noach. Other ones are less significant. It's Aleph and Hey. Aleph and Hey. Among Ashkenazim, there's a very big debate. Even according to Ben Osher, is it Petsua Dako with an Aleph, Petsua Dako with a Hey? So Ashkenazim, I think that Ben Osher, it's with a Hey, Petsua Dako. Ben Naftali is with an Aleph. The Teimanim have it with an Aleph. The only exception to this is Chabad. Chabad Lubavitch, they have everything to be like Ben Osher. Yaakov ben Osher, like with our Masara, the only thing they do different is they spell Petsua Dako with an Aleph. There's a major machlekes apaisk. If you are an Ashkenazi and you get an Aliyah in 770, okay, you go to 770 and they give you an Aliyah, are you allowed to make a bracha? Because according to our tradition, Petsua Dako has a Hey, not an Aleph. So it's a very big shiloh what to do. So some paiskim say you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. Same shiloh. They're the same shiloh. They don't make a bracha. So I don't know what their price can say. B'diavad, you can make a bracha. B'diavad, it's a legitimate mesorah, and you can make a bracha. The Lubavitch claims that the Baal Shem Tov Sefer Torah had an aleph. That's what Lubavitch claims. That accurately, no one really knows. But that is among Ashkenazim a difference of Mitzvah. Teimanim anyway have nine Shinuyim in the ICIs. Okay, other things, just one of the ones talking about this, just one of the last things, this is an interesting idea, is why on the last thing, Rosh Chodesh, how many we have Seirufim of Hashem's name? We know some people when they die in Muslim Rosh Chodesh, the place in the Shemon Esrei where you're supposed to be Mechavein, if you do this, Mechavein, the Yud Kei Vav Kei in a specific order. And it's based upon a pasuk. We have Yud Kei Vav Kei. How many ways can you rearrange Yud Kei Vav Kei? How many possible combinations? Mathematician, Mr. Marillis. How many possible. What?
I know it's Yud Kei Vav Kei should be.
24, right? 24 combinations.
So it's divided by two.
Oh, two Heys. Yud Kei, two Heys. So it's 12. So that's why we assume since there are two Heys, Yud K is a Hey, Vav K. So since if there would be four different letters, it would be 24 possible combinations. But being that two of the letters are exactly the same, so therefore there are only 12 possible combinations. Each combination refers to one of the 12 months of the year. Now, not so simple, because the first Hey is not really the same as the second Hey. We don't differentiate among us. Lubavitch is the only one that differentiates. When a Lubavitch or Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, not only does he spell Petsua Daka with an Aleph, he also, the way they write the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first Hey is a regular Hey, and the second Hey is different. The Yud in the second Hey is the other way around. It's a regular Yud. A regular Hey, the Yud is upside down. The second Hey is right side up. So they write the second Hey in the Shem Hashem is unique, so it's not the same anymore. That explains why everything in Yadros is 24. There are 24 Mishmaros, 24 of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael. Why is number 24 such a, the 24 Matnos Kahuna? Why is 24 such a prominent number in Judaism? It's because everything about Klal Yisrael is Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam. And the Ribono Shel Olam's manifestation in this world breaks off into 24 branches. Since Yud Kei Vav Kei can be expressed in 24 different ways, you can rearrange based upon the principle that the first Hey and the last Hey are not the same, different. So there are 24 possibilities. Mimela, every member in Klal Yisrael fits into one of the manifestations of the Ribono Shel Olam. Yud Kei Vav Kei branches out into 24. The male, there are 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, 24 Mishmaros of Levim, 24 Mamadas, Manas Kahuna. We give to Kohanim, there are 24 manifestations of Manas Kahuna. For the Chodashim, we become like Litvaks. The Hays are the same, so there are only 12 combinations, so they're going to be 12 different months. But Lubavitch, they really go to town, because in their Sifrei Torah, they have a different Hay in the Yud Kei Vav Kei. What? Can you make a bracha? On Lubavitch Tefillin, there's no daka. Of course you make a bracha.